For families of the victims of the 9/11 attacks, a deadline passed at midnight. By that hour, they had to decide whether to apply for compensation to a U.S. government fund and, by doing so, forego the right to sue. According to the Associated Press, relatives of 95% of the victims applied. Among the remaining 5%, there are a few who intend to seek no compensation and others who have sued or intend to sue airlines or other U.S. companies or agencies. Marion Fontana of Staten Island, New York, lost her husband, firefighter Dave Fontana, at the World Trade Center, and she joins us now. Ms. Fontana, you've been active as head of the 9/11 Widows and Victims Families Association,
yes.
And you waited to apply to this fund until last week. Why? Why wait so long?
Well, I really wanted to wait for a number of reasons. First and foremost, I wanted to see if there was any disclosure of what happened on the government level, full disclosure from President Bush. And when there wasn't, I was very disappointed and felt like I needed to sign into the fund.
You did so, though, if I understand you, not satisfied with how much you know about what led up to 9/11?
No, I'm very disappointed with the fact that we didn't receive as much information as we should have, and I think there's no coincidence that they are planning to fully disclose the information after the deadline passes. I think that was a calculated move on the government's part.
Some survivors, some families who've been interviewed have said that from what they've seen, the average award we gather from the fund is about $1.8 million. Obviously, one can say nothing is adequate, but it seems to be a generous amount. Do you think so?
Yes. I've really never asked for the money, so the size of the money doesn't matter. I did fight very hard in the beginning to try to change some of the limitations they had initially, because it really meant that the firefighter families and really the blue-collar workers involved in 9/11 would be the least compensated because of the pension deductions and things like that. You know, Feinberg has been much more generous than originally anticipated. So
we should say Mr. Feinberg is the special master who's in charge of the fund.
Heading up the fund has been much more generous than we previously imagined.
Did you find yourself in touch with other families right up until the deadline yesterday or last night? What were the last discussions you had with folks? What were they weighing as they opted in or opted out?
Well, I think really the most difficult thing for the families was really trudging up all the information required to fill out the forms. It required kind of substantiating the life of the deceased, and so it meant going back into pictures and work records and tax forms, and the form itself is almost 100 pages long, so it's emotionally a very difficult thing to do, and I think that probably is the number one reason why there was such a delay by so many families in filling these forms out.
I mean, just that the application was such a burdensome process,
yes.
Emotionally and otherwise.
It's very painful. It took me about 2.5 weeks to do it, and I really had to provide an enormous amount of information. And I think that's everyone's biggest struggle, is trying to validate a life that, you know, you felt is priceless, and so it's very hard to do that.
What about the question, though, of saying if indeed there was some, let's say in the case of the firefighters, if there was some liability that could be demonstrated, that mm-hmm. communication among city agencies was inadequate, that someone
right.
could have done a better job, were you thinking as late as last week, I would just as soon hold out and sue?
Well, I did consider a suit against Motorola, the company who made the radios for the firefighters, and I did a lot of research to see if it would make sense to sign into that suit. And as of now, we have a number of families who are signed into the suit, even though legally we probably will not be allowed to if they do pursue the case.
So you're saying that the number of families that have, in fact, signed on to various lawsuits may be an exaggeration, because those people may have since now applied to the fund in all likelihood.
Yeah, I think I really do think we were kind of, forced to do so with the deadline and, you know, not being able to wait to weigh all our options. I think you really had to make a choice. Do you want to take this money or write it out and most likely not receive any award? I really felt like I had no other choice. I mean, I think any other choice would have been probably foolish.
Well, Ms. Fontana, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Marion Fontana spoke to us from Staten Island. Her husband, Dave Fontana, firefighter, died at the World Trade Center, and she has been head of the 9/11 Widows and Victims Family Association. Last week, she applied to the Federal Fund for compensation.